I think if anything, you didn't realize that you just touched on why Germans are so bad at comedy. Even the language they tried to use to softball it, they're like, we need to find a way to sell this that's less harsh. Final absolution! So glad to have this next guest on. She's been on the program before, but it was before we had the whole Louder with Crowder video cast stuff going on. It was just terrestrial. So you can see some of her fantastic work. They have an incredible amount of signatures in this petition to defund Planned Parenthood at PlannedParenthoodExposed.com. Lila Rose, thank you for being on.
Hi, Stephen. Thanks for having me. Good to see you.
Good to see you. For those listening terrestrially, she's wearing a lovely red dress. Do you just hang around the house like this all the time, or do you? Did you?
Of course, always. I wake up wearing a red dress. Yeah. Just kidding.
I've never seen you not look that way at all these functions. I just picture you being born, like coming out with full attire, makeup, walking runway
red. Not quite. Okay. It's not like that in the morning. I am joking.
Well, I can imagine. It takes a lot of work to make this look marginal. So, Lila, obviously, big in the news right now. I mean, it's been going on. We had Abby Johnson on. Firstly, now, you do live-action films. Do you have any direct involvement with Center for Medical Progress that's doing these current stings?
So this was totally David, who's a good friend of mine, actually, hit the execution. It was totally his. I have known David for years, and he's worked with me before for years at live-action, so I'm pretty familiar with David.
Okay, good. Well, because these things are coming out right now, and it's obviously, I mean, you've done this for a long time with live action. And why do you think it is now that these are getting so much traction? Because I remember so many things that you've done, too, were incredibly horrifying. Do you think it's just that the country is tipping one direction and it's sort of resonating because these things are catching on like wildfire? Or do you think it's just that it's so horrifying it has to be acknowledged?
I think it's probably three things. These videos directly speak to the humanity of the child. We hear about the heart, the lungs, the liver. We hear about heart still beating when the child is born intact. We know that this is a child. It's unmistakable, undeniable when you hear about Planned Parenthood abortionists talking about how they're going to sell the parts of the babies that they've just killed. So that really cuts to the core. I think two other things, though, is second of all, people across the country, there's been a barrage of this now for over a dozen years, and drip, 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 more and more people over time are hearing. So this is kind of like a straw that could break the camel's back. It could be the final nail in the coffin. It depends on how much we're willing to stand up for justice and for the rights of these children. And then finally, I think that new media has a huge role to play here. New media, which is now becoming the media, and the power of social media to get messages out that the mainstream media otherwise would censor.
Right. Here's one thing that I think is pretty telling. I'll be honest. I don't know that this will change a whole lot as far as the media. I wish it would, but here's why. Because I think at one point the media tried to sort of put out this air of being unbiased, of, well, we're delivering the news. I think now they're so far in, they're going, you know what, yeah, we're carrying the heavy water for Planned Parenthood. We're in the tank for them. And they don't really care that much. I don't think Katie Couric is going to come out, or someone like, Brian Williams way back in the day. I don't think they would come out, acknowledge these videos, and say, all right, we were wrong. This is a horrible organization. It needs to be defunded. I think we're past the point where they'll defend it, but I think the real value here is the court of public opinion. Because you're not going to reach the elites who already are so deeply entrenched, but I think a lot of Americans who genuinely bought into the myth that Planned Parenthood provide women's health and mammograms are having their eyes open. Do you think that's an accurate read, or am I off base?
No, I think you're totally right. You're right on, Stephen, because Katie Couric and the, the big three mainstream media, CBS, ABC, NBC, they're dying breeds. And they gave, I think it was, there was a study done, and they gave over 99% more coverage to Cecil the Lion than they gave to the fact that in America, in our own neighborhoods, we're butchering babies and selling their parts and allowing abortion facilities at Planned Parenthood to do this. So I think that they are a dying breed, and I think that they're not going to admit they're wrong, and they're going to go down with that sinking ship. And I feel sorry for a lot of folks in mainstream media who are just letting this story pass them by, and they refuse to have the basic intellectual honesty and, I think, journalistic integrity to actually report on things that impact people across the country every day.
Yeah, I guess I don't really have a problem with that anymore, as long as they're honest about it. I've always assumed that everybody has a bias. That's always been me. Be left, be right. just don't lie to me about it. You know, I don't have a problem with someone like a Bill Maher. I don't particularly like him. I don't hate him. But he's honest about it. I don't really have a problem with a Rachel Maddow, even though I think she's wrong on virtually every issue, because you know where she's coming from. I have a problem with the soft bias. You know, the big bias here, you just hit the nail on the head when you mentioned it, and a lot of people watching this won't even really recognize what was being said there. It's not someone coming out necessarily defending Planned Parenthood. It's that so many in nightly news won't even address this. It's all over social media, but they won't even address it on nightly news. Is that disparity, you think, growing even more in like a post-Breitbart world where, I mean, for example, Sean King right now is all over fake black guy, which is hilarious. I mean, this story isn't funny, but nowhere on the news on television. You think that's growing, that gap is going to be even wider?
Yeah, the gap is growing, and I have a problem with that. I have a problem with the fact that people, even like Jimmy Kimmel, can get on his show and with, you know, millions of people watching and cry over the death of a lion a continent away that a lot of folks in the country didn't even have the same emotional reaction for. Well, this was tragic. Meanwhile, there's not a single tear shed for the millions of babies slaughtered in America. And they're part soul. Not only not a tear shed, but just like you're saying, Stephen, they're not even talking about it. I mean, they're sticking their heads in the sand. So it's not even that they're defending Planned Parenthood, although when they do even mentioned Planned Parenthood, they try to do it in a positive way. I mean, the Washington Post actually changed its headlines away from Planned Parenthood selling body parts to Planned Parenthood supporting fetal tissue research. So there's all of that bias happening. But right. I think the worst thing that's happened is that they don't talk about it. And they don't talk about it because basically the only thing to say is what's being exposed, which is that they're selling the parts of babies and they're killing and butchering them in their facilities. And to even begin to address it, they would have to say some of the truth, and they don't want to tell the truth about this.
Right. Yeah, I think it's pretty rough. And what I find so fascinating in these videos right now is the people involved use the word babies and heads. You know, they go, well, and they use some technical terminology, and they go, well, heads, baby head. Or they go, you know, it'll do, well, baby legs. You know, when they're talking about it amongst themselves and they don't realize the cameras are rolling, this is the terminology they use. And it goes to show the power of language, right? That there's a proactive war that uses language, that weaponizes language. And the biggest takeaway for me, obviously, is horrendous. I mean, I have to look away at some of these videos. Honestly, I'm watching it. It's like a horror film, like when I was a kid and I was watching Leprechaun. I can't watch the whole thing. But that amongst their inner circle, they use the language that they claim is inaccurate. That, to me, is pivotal. I mean, did you ever have that when you did a lot of the undercover work as well? It seems like that's sort of a development now where they're going, it's a baby.
Well, I think that the abortionists, you're right, they use the terminology. They call it a baby. We've had undercover investigators at abortion clinics across the country, and the abortionists say it's a baby, and they even talk about killing the baby. I mean, they're willing to speak bluntly and can't callously about chopping the baby up and tearing the baby apart and selling the baby's body parts, but the media won't even use those same terminology. All of a sudden, it becomes a fetus or tissue or the products of a pregnancy. And it's just, I mean, it's classic textbook Orwellian speak. When you want to dehumanize a group of people, you don't call them people. When you want to shut off the dignity of people that you don't want to respect, you try to marginalize them and dehumanize them in the way you even talk about them. I mean, in Nazi Germany, they called exterminating the Jews the Jewish question or the Jewish solution to the Jewish problem. They didn't even want to talk about, of course, people and ovens and the slaughter of those in the concentration camps. They're not going to in any way use any of that language. They're going to talk about the final solution. That was the language that was used. And right now we have a final solution that's being enacted in America. And the purveyors of it, the folks pushing it, Planned Parenthood, have their own set of euphemisms that they use. Right. And that's why it's so important to break those down and get the truth in front of people.
I think if anything, you didn't realize that you just touched on why Germans are so bad at comedy. Even the language they tried to use to softball it, they're like, we need to find a way to sell this that's less harsh. Final absolution! This question, maybe if we add question mark. They're just like, they didn't even sell it well. Even at that point, everyone knew, oh, this is going to be bad. And then they get to lecture us now, even on things like abortion. They get to talk to us about how progressive they are, right? Because the United States, even though we have so many abortions, there still is a public opinion that that it is morally wrong. And I think there's a separation between the two there. I want to get into one point, though, here. So to play devil's advocate, leftists will say, and I've seen them say, it's perfectly legal selling tissue like this. So once you remove the emotional part of the equation and you think that it's a baby, this is legal. Is that true? What are the cases on that? Okay, why?
It's totally not.
So tell me why it's not.
There's actually 5 different federal laws and regulations that are being violated. And the top 3, because it could take forever to explain all of them, but the top 3 is that Planned Parenthood is selling and profiting from baby parts. And it's proved by the conversations you hear from top abortionists in these videos. It's proved by the fact that the companies that they do business with, like Stem Express in California, actually markets in public advertisements that are now open to the public on the Center for Medical Progress's website, that there's financial benefits and improvements for the clinic. So they talk about doing better than breaking even. It's clear that profit is happening. Number 2, they talk and admit to manipulating the abortion procedure at Planned Parenthood when they're delivering these babies and trying to sell their parts so that they deliver the baby intact. So they have a better opportunity to harvest the heart and the lungs and the liver. And that's against federal statute to manipulate the abortion procedure. And the 3rd major one is partial birth abortion. In fact, their top abortionist, their director of medical services, Dr. Deborah Nicotola, in the first video explains how she delivers the baby breech. That means she delivers the baby, the feet first, the butt, the torso, in order to ultimately have basically a live specimen once the baby's born, so that it's fully intact and it's easier to harvest the parts. That's partial birth abortion, which has been federally banned. So those are just 3 examples of federal statutes being broken.
Except that our president was a big fan of that when he was in Illinois. So, listen.
And President Clinton.
This is true. They can always call in for a favor upstairs. So there we go. Okay, it's indefensible legally. It's obviously indefensible morally. We're going to have you on for another segment, but I'm seeing now we have to make room for Milo Yiannopoulos to come in. So you do a lot of great work. How many petitions, signatures do you have here at I want to get the site right, Planned Parenthood Exposed, is it .com or .org?
We have PlannedParenthoodExposed.com, and there's over 200,000 signees. Please add your name. We're trying to work with other groups behind the scenes to ultimately add a lot of these names together to get 1 million signatures. So your name does count. PlannedParenthoodExposed.com, add your name. And we want to work to fight to defund Planned Parenthood at the federal level and at the state level. And we need you to be involved in that. So sign the petition there and join the fight.
Let me ask you this. If it doesn't get defunded, right, let's say it doesn't happen, someone signs a petition. Is there anything else anyone can do? I do know that a lot of people, including, producer Jared here, you feel somewhat helpless because it's this gargantuan sort of organization. Is there anything else anyone can do if they want to go out, save babies, to put it bluntly?
3 things. Educate yourself. Make sure you know the facts about what's happening. Watch the videos. Learn more about abortion in America. Number 2, be bold. Share it with friends. Don't be afraid to talk about this. Be fearless. This is an incredible human rights crisis. We all need to get involved. And then number 3, get involved in pro-life work in your community, praying outside abortion clinics, with your church, with your school. Get involved with the pro-life Right to Life group politically. Get involved and fight for the rights of these children and a better America for families.
Yes, or if that doesn't float your boat, just cry for a lion. Go out there and protest what contributes to, 50% of their GDP, because everyone needs a cause, and you can choose human life or soulless man-eating killers. Lions killed 249 people last year.
We can cry for both of them.
We can cry for both of them.
If we don't cry for children while we cry for lions, something is seriously wrong.
I got you. We're going to have to let you go, Lila. I will cry for the gazelles, though. Not so much the lions. Lila Rose, PlannedParenthoodExposed.com. Stay tuned for more. Milo Yiannopoulos coming right up. Hey, subscribe by clicking my face or watch one of these videos next to me because... Hey, why do they want to subscribe again?